everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant, attorney, and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. My passion for football, high achievement, and pushing boundaries has helped me to get into rooms with pro athletes and power players and to move the ball in multiple male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using the same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands, their careers, and creating opportunities. Join me in conversations that will elevate your career, differentiate your hustle, and accelerate you crossing the goal line. Get ready. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball. Hello, and thanks for joining me for today's episode. I am glad to have you here. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. And if you're a seasoned baller who's been a part of the Move the Ball movement for quite some time, welcome back. Before I get into today's show, I have a few things to mention. If you haven't already done so, be sure that you hit that follow button so that you are always in the know for when a new episode releases. And also, be sure to share the show with some friends, family, colleagues, and coworkers too. And one more thing. I've been getting a lot of people reaching out to me with questions about navigating their career, how to stand out from the crowd, especially a lot of seasoned professionals and executives. And I would encourage you that if you haven't yet checked out my new website called The Next First Down, which is at thenextfirstdown.com, how about that, right? Go take a look at the resources that are there. There is a bunch of free video content and some checklists to help you to position your brand and put together the right set of actions to help you navigate and accelerate your career progression so that you can get those higher paying jobs sooner. Who doesn't want that, right? And the best part of what I have on that site is it is all free. I don't need your email or your contact info, none of that. It's just there to be a resource for you. I talk a lot about networking on this podcast. I am a firm believer that there is power in your network. It certainly helped me to get to where I'm at. And there are some great videos to help you elevate and network like a pro as well. So go check them out at that website. And if you like the free stuff on the site and you want more free stuff delivered right to your inbox, well, then you can join my newsletter to get more content to help you with your resume, your LinkedIn, your job search, interviewing, and all that as well. So the first step is, after you finish listening to this podcast episode, very important, don't leave the show yet, but when you're done, go to thenextfirstdown.com and check out those resources. It's another way that I can help you to move the ball. And speaking of moving the ball, I want you to pause and do some reflecting today. First, I want you to think about, have you been moving the ball? And second, is it moving in the right direction? You see, so many people confuse being busy with being productive, and staying on the move does not mean that you are moving forward. So I want you to keep that in mind. And I want to challenge you to think about, how are you spending your time each and every day? And are you focused on the right things? You see, people who go reach high levels of success in business, in their careers, and in life, they are the ones that first, well, they have that discipline and focus, but they also are putting their time, their energy, and their effort toward the right tasks. Now, none of this should be new to you. If you've been listening to the show, I bring this up from time to time, so it shouldn't be new. So these are questions that I want to throw out at you, and you should be thinking about them, and I want you to be honest with yourself. The key here is looking at your situation, eyes wide open, and being truthful with yourself. So here are some questions I want to throw out that I want you to think about. First, are you setting daily, weekly, and monthly goals? This is very important. And then, are you prioritizing tasks and your workload each day in a way that aligns with these goals? Also important. Then, how are you managing distractions and maintaining your focus throughout the day? Just like the other questions I've asked you, this one is also important because being able to keep that focus is a competitive advantage. So you've got to stay focused. Also, what strategies are you using to overcome procrastination? This is a topic I recently discussed on the show. There is a link in the show notes to take you to that episode where I give you many strategies for overcoming and tackling procrastination. And then, what activities or habits are you currently doing that are wasting time and that are unproductive? Also important to recognize these. That doesn't mean you have to get rid of all of them per se, but they should be minimized. And I want to emphasize this too. It is okay to have downtime and to do things to decompress or to just veg or have some mindless activity or a game that you want to play. There is nothing wrong with that. Or even scrolling on Instagram or whatever social media platform you like. The key though is there is a time and a place for that, and you can't overdo it, right? So those things you do as you get the other things done, and you want to give yourself a reward. But You just need to know what activities and what habits are you doing that are wasting time. Be aware of them so that way you can reduce the amount of time you spend on those, because we want to be as productive as we can. And speaking of productivity, I also did a podcast episode on 10 ways that you can be more productive. So if you haven't given that one a listen, well, then you might want to add that to your playlist. And of course, to make it easy on you, there is a link in the show notes to that episode as well. So today, you're going to hear this audiobook style content from Move the Ball. And why I chose these two chapters is because they go hand in hand. The first one leads into the second. If you've heard me speak on stage before or even seen some social media posts, sometimes I talk about this acronym called Mad Pride. And it's what I say are 8 elements that separate the great leaders from the good ones and everyone else. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the chapter that introduces Mad Pride, and then we will go into the next chapter that tells you all about the M, which stands for mental toughness. And you've heard high performers say before, the game is 90% mental. I mean, I've had NFL guests and others on the show talk about that. And because mental toughness is another competitive advantage, I wanted to share that chapter with you here too. Okie dokie, you ready? Let's get into it. Chapter 15, Train Like an Athlete, Have Mad Pride. Now, every chapter starts with a quote. So the quote for this one is, "For me, winning isn't something that happens suddenly on the field when the whistle blows and the crowds roar. Winning is something that builds physically and mentally every day that you train and every night that you dream." Emmett Smith. What makes a great athlete great? Many elements constitute greatness, and talent alone doesn't get you there. Of course, an athlete has to be talented, but achieving greatness encompasses much more. I've identified fundamental concepts that contribute to the making of a good athlete. But this chapter will discuss 8 key factors that separate the good from the great. It's easy to remember too. To be great, you need to have mad pride. So what does mad pride stand for? It stands for this: mental toughness, ambition with attitude, determined balance, practice with purpose, relentlessness to rebound, improvement focused, dedication to a healthy diet, energy that energizes. During the Olympic Games, we watched some of the world's best athletes compete. In the summer 2012 Olympics, the U.S. women's gymnastics team won the gold medal, a feat not achieved since 1996. These athletes perform at this level because of their commitment to training, not only physically, but mentally as well. To train like a great athlete, you must be committed to winning. You must want it enough. Your inner spark must be charged and ready to detonate. At 5'9", Archie Griffin was smaller than most football players, but Archie was driven and determined to excel. He had ambition with attitude and showed the world of football that the little guy could be great. Griffin won the Heisman Trophy not once, but twice. Archie Griffin was amazing. You can be like Archie on your life's field. You can achieve greatness. Athletes find the mental, physical, and emotional strength to persevere through adverse situations. You must do the same. Let's examine the 8 components that make up Mad Pride. And that's when we're going to go into the next chapter. But I just want to share that there's a quote here, too, from Archie Griffin that says, and he's often quoted this Mark Twain saying, but he says often, "It's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog." And I'm sure you've heard that quote before. So now we're going to go to chapter 16 and talk more about mental toughness. Chapter 16, mental toughness. Now, for these elements of Mad Pride, there is no quote. So you might have been like, oh, well, Jen just said she started off every chapter with a quote, not this one, okay. Or the other ones in the Mad Pride chapters. But back to chapter 16 now. Mental toughness is what gives you the edge over your competition. Toughness is mental, physical, and emotional. Dr. David Uchelson, Penn State's coordinator of sports psychology services at the Morgan Academic Support Center for Student Athletes, stresses the need for mental toughness. He says mental toughness is the natural or developed psychological edge that enables individuals to cope better than their opponents when faced with the demands of life. Being mentally tough encompasses many qualities. First and foremost, mental toughness means staying focused, not being adversely affected by your opponents or distracted by your critic within. This focus requires blocking out what's not important. You must ignore any and all distractions and detractors. I've said that before, huh? Block them out. Kick them off of your football field. Leave them on the sidelines. They should not be in the field of play. Second, mental toughness requires you to condition or recondition your mind to think confidently. You must ensure that you always think positive thoughts. You must maintain the confidence that you can overcome any obstacle or recover from any setback. Third, mental toughness means never giving in. Do not let anyone break you. Stay committed to moving the ball forward. You must beat the blitz, you must overcome the blindside, and you must get into the end zone. Now, the reason those phrases beat the blitz and overcome the blindside are there because there are chapters in this book that talk about those concepts as well. Fourth, mental toughness is about the mental, physical, and emotional conditioning needed to balance the lifestyle of a great athlete. All three of these elements are important if you want to win. You'll learn more about that balance in the chapter called Determine Balance. Great athletes do not focus exclusively on the physical aspects of training. Physical talents won't be enough. All good coaches know that the mental side of sports is what separates those with potential from those who achieve. Great athletes know the significance of mental toughness and spend the time needed to develop it. Mental toughness truly is the edge that separates elite athletes from the mediocre. And then I end, just like in the Dominate the Game book, there is a coach's chalkboard at the end of each chapter. This was a short one, so there's not too much on there. But what this one says is mental toughness requires conditioning your mind, your body, and your emotional self. Mental toughness is essential to success. That last part is a quote from Vince Lombardi. So there you have it. That's what I've got for this episode of the show. The two chapters from Move the Ball. The second chapter you heard again was on mental toughness. And I've got something else for you. Back in season four, I did an episode on mental toughness and I gave you 10 ways that you can be mentally strong. So that's another podcast that I would have you add to your list and go give it a listen. I know you're going to find some great nuggets in that episode. And you know, I was about to say, I think you'll find some good nuggets. And then I decided to change it and say, I know you'll find some good nuggets because you have to speak with confidence. Even in this chapter, I talked about how mental toughness involves having confidence. And so even me as a podcast host, I need to have that confidence when speaking to you and telling you about things you should go listen to. So I know that you are going to find that episode beneficial. Go check it out. Again, there's a link in the show notes. So that way it's easy for you to find and give it a listen. Oh, and one more thing. Of course, I have to put a plug in for my Move the Ball book. Don't fault me. If you like what you heard and you want to learn more about the other elements of Mad Pride and more that can help you to keep the ball moving, such as that beating the blitz or overcoming the blindside, go pick up your copy of Move the Ball. It's on Amazon. There is an audiobook version of that, as well as a hard copy and an ebook version. Those are all on Amazon. I also have my website in the show notes where you can pick up the hard copy if you want. And that's what I've got. Thanks again for listening to today's show. If you haven't already done so, hit that follow button so that you never miss a future episode, and also share the show and this episode with a few friends, family, colleagues, and coworkers too. Once again, go check out that nextfirstdown.com website too if you're interested in looking at how you can accelerate your career growth and get to those other high income opportunities. That is the go-to resource for you, and it's all free. All right, everyone, thanks again for listening. And as always, you are appreciated. I will catch you next time. Until then, make sure that you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball. Thanks for listening to today's show. If you found this episode to be helpful, do me a favor, leave me a review, and also share the show with a few friends too. Next, if you're looking to take your career to that next level, unlocking the path to executive heights and high income opportunities, go to www.thenextfirstdown.com and join the newsletter. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you accelerate your career today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. As always, I'm here to be in your corner and help you to move the ball. Until next time.